咁今日咧又轮到我分享啦。
So once again, it's my turn to share.
今日我就打算咧系结束呢一个主题啦。
So I decided today to conclude this theme.
我一直讲紧嘅咧系培育孩童呢个题目。
So all along I've been talking about how to educate our children.
去带带我哋。
Bring them up.
咁就今次咧系第七次啦。
So this is the seventh.
咁我揀咗一個咩題目咧
？So what theme have I chosen for today？
我覺得呢個題目咧，同對於父母兒女兩代咧都有好切身嘅關係。
I find that this theme is very closely related to children and parents。
所以既然係最後一講咧，咁我就覺得係好值得去提啦。
So since it's the last message in the series, I think it's something that's well worth talking about。
今日嘅題目咧叫做文化差異。
So today's theme is called cultural diversity。
嗱，文化嘅差異。
Cultural diversity or cultural differences。
嗱，咁唔使我講啦，大家一聽呢個題目就知道啊，同你哋都係息息相關。
So I don't need to explain very much. I think as soon as I mention this theme, you will feel that it's something that you can relate to.
因為你哋作為父母嘅咧，你哋係一個百分之百嘅中國人啦。
Because if you're a parent, then you're 100% Chinese.
你係喺亞洲嘅地方長大。
You grew up in Asia.
或者係中國大陸，或者係香港，或者係馬來西亞。
Whether it be China, mainland China, Hong Kong, or Malaysia.
咁但係你都係你嘅血統啊。你嘅思想啊，接受嘅文化咧，都係中國人嚟噶。
But your ethnicity, your culture, is all and your thinking is all Chinese.
但係咧，你哋選擇咗移民嚟到英國生兒育女喎。
But you've chosen to emigrate to the UK to live a life here.
咁當然咧，你咁做係因為你為咗你嘅下一代。
And of course, you've done this for the sake of your next generation.
多數父母都係覺得自己嘅家鄉咧唔夠好，向往外國，希望外國咧會俾到我哋嘅下一代好多機會。
Many parents will feel that in their own place of birth, it's not the best place. So they will be looking for a better place in a foreign land, in the hopes of creating a better life for the next generation.
但係唔知你哋有冇想過，你哋嚟之前有冇諗過，之後原來你同你嘅下一代係因為有文化嘅差異咧，係有好多嘅困難。
But I wonder if you, as parents, before you chose to come to a foreign land, whether you have thought about when you have children with your children, there will be a cultural gap between you and your children.
咁我唔知你作為少年人嘅咧。你哋會唔會覺得你哋同父母都有一啲文化上嘅隔膜咧
？So I wonder if you, as children, whether you feel you have a cultural gap with your parents.
你覺唔覺得啊？嗯。
Do you feel you have a culture gap with your parents?
A little bit 咧，都好正常咯。嚇 ，a little bit， 少少，都好正常咯。
Yeah, so this is very normal.
咁但係有時有啲家庭咧，兩代之間咧。嗰個矛盾都可以變得幾大嘅。
But for some families, that contradiction between cultures can be quite big.
咁就好在乎父母佢嘅思想有幾開通。
So it depends on how open-minded the parents are.
亦都好在乎咧兒女有幾開放。
And it also depends on how open the children are.
嗱，如果唔係咧，好多時候兩代就成日喺度。唔係彼此間都唔係好明白嘅。
Otherwise, there will be constant misunderstandings between parents and children.
啊，有時因為兒女咧喺西方嘅國家長大，佢哋接觸嘅多數係西方人。
Because for children, they're interacting with foreigners most of the time.
嚇，佢哋見到嘅嘢，佢哋學咗嘅嘢，佢哋會喺屋企或者就做出嚟咯。
So the things that they see and learn, maybe they will.Do the same things at home.
或者佢哋變咗父母咧，有時唔係好明點解佢哋會有咁樣嘅行為。
So the parents may not quite understand why their children are behaving or acting in this way.
嗱，中國人咧，就如果諗起中國人，你會諗起乜嘢啦？
So if we think about Chinese people, what comes to your mind?
有好多西方人咧就話，中國人講嘢好大聲啊。
So a lot of foreigners may say, "Our Chinese people talk very loudly."
但係如果你去茶樓咧，哇，好嘈噶。
So for example, if you go to the restaurant, it's really noisy.
你同唔同意啊？
Do you agree?
中國人講嘢好大聲嘅喎。
So Chinese people are very loud.
如果你在中國咧，係冇問題嘅。
If you do this in China, it's not a problem.
喺香港都冇問題㗎。
In Hong Kong, it's also not a problem.
呢個係我哋嘅文化嚟嘅。
Because this is our culture.
由街頭嗌到落街尾㗎。
So you shout from one end of the street to the other.
係啊，離遠見到一個，嘿，咁就喺度嗌過去㗎啦。
If you see somebody from a distance, you'll call out to them.
或者你喺樓下，你會嗌到去樓上，喂，落嚟食飯啦咁樣。
Or if you're downstairs, you'll call upstairs for them to come down and have dinner.
或者你嘅鄰居都會。聽到你把聲。
Or maybe your neighbors will hear your voice.
總之中國人咧，俾人一個印象，講嘢好大聲。
So Chinese people give foreigners the impression that they're very loud.
哇！如果你喺呢度長大嘅細蚊仔，睇你個圈子係群啲咩人啦。
So if you're a child, depending on what kind of people you spend your time around.
喺英國裏邊咧，都有好多唔同嘅風俗習慣。
So in England, there are people with different styles of and habits.
無論如何咧，如果你接觸嘅係英國人嘅話咧
，So if you interact with British people a lot，
或尤其是啲小朋友咯，少年人咯
，Especially our children，
英國人咧就真係講嘢細細聲噶啦。
So British people do talk very gently and quietly.
佢有佢哋有禮貌嘅文化。
They have a very polite culture.
咁就嗱，我唔知作為你哋少年人喺度長大嘅咧，你聽到你自己屋企人或者中國人講嘢好大聲，你會唔會覺得好尷尬㗎
？So if you as children, if you see your parents or the adults talking very loudly, would that embarrass you?
或者喺街上，你同你父母行緊嘅時候，父母講嘢好大聲。
Or if you're going down the street and then your mom talks very loudly，
你會唔會覺得尷尬
？Would you feel embarrassed？
細聲啲啦。
Would you tell her to be quiet？
喺街上啊，喺英國嚟㗎。
We're in the street. We're in England. No。
咁但係肯定有一樣嘢咧，喺我哋中國又好，喺香港又好咧，我哋唔夠英國人咁有秩序啊。
But whether we're from Hong Kong or from China, we're not as orderly as British people.
準確啲講咧，即係我哋喺大陸啊，大陸人咧就唔係幾排隊嘅。
For example, in China, people don't really queue up.
特別係等巴士嘅時候啊。
Especially, for example, waiting for the bus.
你真係要爭上車嘅喎。
You have to fight your way onto the bus.
但係呢度咧，好自動自覺就會排隊㗎啦。
But here everyone automatically queues up。
或者唔排隊都好，會禮讓嘅係嘛
？Or even if they don't queue up, they will give way to you。
所以有啲中國人、華人嚟到呢度嘅時候，就會覺得哇，呢度啲人好有禮貌。
So a lot of Chinese people when they come over here, they feel oh, British people are so polite。
咁自己咧慢慢都學到有禮貌啲係嘛
？So then they themselves will gradually learn to be more polite。
呢啲係好嘅。
So this is good。
呢個係講緊父母嘅方面。
So this is the parents' point of view。
但係作為呢度嘅長大嘅細佬哥咧
，But as children growing up here，
佢哋通常係會同父母之間有啲咩文化上嘅矛盾咧
？So what kind of cultural differences or conflicts would they have with their parents？
呢度嘅細佬哥長大係點嘅咧？
What is it like for children growing up here？
我哋在座咧有啦，都你已經好大個啦，廿幾歲啦嚇。但係你喺度長大喎，嗬。
So here we have who's grown up now。
咁最細嘅咧，十一歲啊。
Our youngest here is 11 years old。
咁一啲已經長大成人，一啲仲喺度長大緊。
So some are already adults and some are still growing up。
你諗下呢一段你成長嘅日子。
So if you think about this period of time when you're growing up，
咁有好多喺英國出生長大嘅細蚊仔咧，就唔中意咩嘅咧
？So what is it that children who are born and growing up here, what is it that they don't like？
佢哋唔中意學中文啊。
they don't like to study Chinese.
係咪啊？我冇講錯。
Is that right?
啱啊！嗬，嗯，啱啊！以往你中唔中意學中文啊？誒，你唔中意啊？不過你都仲係學緊嚇，你都算乖啦，你仲係學緊嚇。唔中意學中文喎。
Yeah, so children don't like to study Chinese.
又唔中意學中國嘅文化。
And they don't like to learn about Chinese culture.
咁但係父母咧就梗係好想兒女識中文啦。
But of course, as parents, they would want the children to know Chinese.
因為你自己係中國人啊嘛。
Because we're Chinese people.
所以父母要細佬哥學中文。
So the parents will want the children to study Chinese.
但係細佬哥唔中意學中文。
But the children don't want to study Chinese.
咁細佬哥咧就會話啦。阿媽，點解你唔學英文啊？
And then the children will say to the parents, "Mom, Dad, why don't you study English?"
咁樣就可以溝通啦嘛。你要我學中文同你溝通，咁不如你學英文同我溝通啦。
Now, because in that way, then we can communicate. You want me to learn Chinese, so I can communicate with you. And why don't you learn English? Then we can communicate.
哎呀，咁阿媽真係唔知點答好啦。
So the mom is speechless.
咁又係講得啱噃，好似。
Well, that's true what they say.
你俾人將軍啊嚇咁。
將軍。
Challenge.
So they give the children are giving a challenge back to the parents.
嗱有另外一個困難，你嘅細路哥會俾你。
So there's another problem that children can give their parents.
就喺呢度長大嘅細蚊仔咧，就唔中意食中國菜嘅。
Chinese children growing up here may not like Chinese food.
啊，當然唔係個個人啦。
Not everybody.
但係大部分。
The majority.
你煲咗一碗中國湯，你要去飲啊，慘咯！
For example，
唔飲啊。
For example， if parents make Chinese soup， the children will not like it。
阿瑩嘅細蚊仔仲飲係嘛？啊，佢仲細仲飲嚇，再大啲咧我就唔敢包啦嚇。
So if they're young， they might still like the Chinese soup， but as they grow up， they may not like it。
你話：哎呀，我呢煲湯啊，熬咗三個鐘㗎啦。
So the mum might say, "I've made this soup for 3 hours."
三個鐘，佢都唔識欣賞㗎。
But even after 3 hours, children will not appreciate it.
佢係中意即食嗰啲湯，5分鐘搞掂。
They like the instant soups that you can make up in 5 minutes.
啊，咁做父母咧就好掹整啦，即係。咁煮咩俾你食啊？咁
So as parents, they'll get very frustrated, wondering, "Oh, what do I cook for you then?"
誒，中國菜好嘢嚟噶嘛
？Chinese food is good.
嗱，有另一方面，兩代有個矛盾。你估到我講咩嘛
？There's another contradiction. Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
Julia 知唔知啊
？Can you guess, Julia?
估唔到啊 ？Jason 估唔到啊？你哋個個都經過嘅喎、
哦。I'm sure you've all experienced it.
Victor， 你哋個個都經過緊嘅喎。冇例外嘅喎。
There's no exception。
父母咧，中國人嘅父母咧，就要細蚊仔補習啊。
So Chinese parents will want their children to take extra lessons。
要做功課啊。
You do homework。
每日要做兩三版字係嘛
？Every day to do maybe 2 or 3 pages。
哇！你覺得好痛苦啊
！So for children, it's a suffering.
我個同學個個放學去玩㗎。
So my classmates, once they finish school, they can go and play.
點解我要做咁多額外嘅功課㗎
？Why do I have to do so much extra homework?
我都冇得玩。
Yeah, I can't go and play.
啊，仲要學鋼琴，仲要學游水，學依樣，學嗰樣，學好多嘢啊
！I have to learn the piano. I have to learn swimming. I have to learn this and that. So many things.
點解作為一個中國人咁多嘢㗎
？Why are Chinese people so complicated?
仲有一樣啊
！And one more thing.
我哋中國人咧，稱呼人就好有禮貌啊。
As Chinese people, they're very polite when they address.Or meet people.
咁你爸爸媽媽咧就會教你啊，見到呢一個咧就叫阿姨，見到嗰個就叫阿叔。
So for example, your parents may teach the children, teach you as children. When you see so and so, you say to you address him as uncle. You see so and so, you address her as auntie.
但係你喺度長大，你冇呢個文化。
But as children growing up here, you don't have that kind of culture.
Uncle, auntie.係講緊一啲有血緣關係嘅，你先會咁叫。
Usually you call people your aunties and uncles if they really are your relatives.
啊，你就算喺學校或者邊一度，你叫一個大人都好，你都係稱呼佢嘅名㗎，係嘛？
If you meet another adult, for example in school, you would just call them by their names.
或者老師咧，你會叫Mr. Mrs. 係咪？
Or if it's your teacher, you may call them Miss So and So or Mr. So and So.
但係其他嘅大人都好，你都係稱呼個名就算噶啦嘛。
But if it's other adults, you would just call them by their names.
但係咧，你中國人嘅父母咧就特別多事幹啦，話要教曬你點樣呢個阿哥、呢個阿姐、嗰個阿婆、嗰個阿公。
But Chinese parents will teach you to say, okay, this is a granddad, this is a grand, this is your brother, your sister.
總之啲咧都係一啲文化嘅差異。
So this is the cultural difference between the two generations.
有時候咧，兩代會為到好多呢啲事情咧嚟到爭持。
So sometimes the two generations will have conflicts over these kind of things.
有時甚至咧關係會緊張添。
Sometimes it will cause tension in relationships.
嗱，今日我想講嘅咧就係，其實中西嘅文化唔係對敵嘅。
What I want to say today is that Chinese and British culture doesn't have to be a conflict.
其實我哋係唔需要覺得自己要去選擇邊一種嘅文化去跟。
We don't have to feel that we have to choose one or the other.
我哋根本就唔應該只係欣賞某一種文化而去貶低另一種嘅文化。
All the more we shouldn't just accept one culture and then put down the other culture.
我哋應該去接觸多文化。
We should experience more of other cultures.
嚇，我哋要去接觸 to know.
I should get to know other cultures.
係啦，嗱早排咧，大家仲記得 Philip？
So you will remember not too long ago, Philip was here.
大概即係舊年八月咧，佢嚟。
He came last August.
咁 Philip 咧係喺澳洲長大出生。
So Philip was born and grew up in Australia。
咁佢話嚟嘅時候，我牧師去接啊。
接車。So when he arrived, Pastor Joe went to pick him up in the car。
咁頭嗰兩日咧，佢就住喺我哋屋企嘅，然之後先去阿 Hoy 屋企。
So for the first two days, he was living with Pastor Joe and Olive, and then he moved to Auntie Hoy's house。
咁我就期望住咧一個。好西化嘅青年人出現啦。
So I was expecting a very westernized young man.
點知道咧？我見到佢都係斯斯文文一個男仔。
But it turned out that when I met him, he was a very polite young man.
唔單止個樣都係中國人啦。
Not only did he look Chinese.
其實佢嘅談吐舉止，起碼喺我同牧師面前咧。都係一個中國人嚟噶。
But even in his manners and the way he spoke, to Olive and Pastor Joe, he seemed very Chinese.
咁啊，我當然同佢講英文啦。
So of course I spoke to him in English.
但係講唔夠兩句，佢就話：你可以同我講中文噶。
But after a few words, he said in Chinese, "You can speak to me in Chinese."
咁我後嚟就發覺啊，其實佢嘅中文都好好喎。
So afterwards, I realized that I discovered that his Chinese was very good.
佢又能夠保存到一啲中國人嘅優良嘅傳統。
And he was able to maintain or keep some good aspects of the Chinese culture.
佢對住我哋啲中國人長輩，佢亦都好有禮貌。
So he was very polite to us as his Chinese seniors.
佢廿幾歲。
He's in his early 20s.
啊，佢你知佢好高大啦，係咪
？So you know he's big and tall.
一個咁大嘅男仔。
He's quite a big guy.
啊，佢都一樣叫我做 Auntie Olive 嘅喎。
But he still calls me Auntie Olive.
佢又唔會叫我 Olive 咁樣嘅喎。
He wouldn't just say Olive.
佢會叫我 Auntie Olive.
He would call me Auntie Olive.
啊，其實咁大個咧，我都唔介意㗎啦。
Yeah, actually, I don't mind.
但係佢。呢個你可以睇到佢嘅家庭教育係點樣。
But you can see from this how his family has been teaching him.
但係佢同西方人亦都係可以混合埋一齊。
But he's very, is it very easy for him to also mix with foreign, Western people?
所以他来到呢，同呢度嘅喺度出生长大嘅少年人呢，都相处得好好啊。
So when he came here, he got on very well with the children who had grown up here.
我喺佢身上，我就睇到一个融合咗中西文化嘅人嘅优点。
So in Philip, I could see a person who had both cultures in him.
咁其實咧，一個多文化嘅人咧，的確係有好多好處。
So somebody who has who is multicultural, really has a lot of good things about them.
你接觸多唔同嘅文化咧，你嘅見識都會多。
When you get to know different cultures, you get to learn more.
你嘅心胸都會好闊。
Yeah, your heart broadens.
你會好容易容納到其他嘅人。
You'll find it easier to accept a lot of different people.
並且咧，你去到邊一個地方，你嘅適應能力會高，會強嘅。
And also, you become very adaptable wherever you go.
你唔會話見到呢個中國人講嘢咁大聲，你就討厭佢。
You wouldn't, for example, see this Chinese person talking very loudly, and then you'll be a bit fed up with them.
因為你明白到呢個係佢哋嘅文化嚟嘅。
Because you will understand that this is just their culture.
你要尊重別人的文化
，so that you get to respect other people's cultures.
只要佢唔係做緊壞事就得啦。
As long as they're not doing something that is wrong, then it's okay.
嗱，我覺得我自己咧係好幸福嘅。
I find for myself I'm very fortunate.
我喺一個亞洲嘅環境，我喺香港出生長大。
I grew up in Asian culture.
我識自己嘅母語。
So I know my own mother tongue.
我識自己嘅中國嘅文化。
I know my own Chinese culture.
到我二十歲嘅時候，我係有機會去到外國讀書喎。
But when I was 20, I had the opportunity to study abroad.
我能夠接觸到西方嘅文化。
And I was able to get to know Western culture.
我就發覺係令到我嘅人生豐富咗好多。
So it caused me in my life experience to be very rich.
到咗後來我，工作係傳道啦。
So later on, when when I was serving in the ministry,
咁我同牧師咧就經常要周圍去。
So Pastor Joe and Olive, they had to get travel to a lot of different places.
有時去亞洲，有時去西方。
Sometimes they went to Asia, sometimes they went to the West.
幾年前咧，我哋去咗以色列。
A few years ago, they went to Israel.
咁啊，去過一啲中東嘅國家。
Went to a country in the Middle East。
我發覺呢啲一切嘅機會啊，都讓到我個人生豐富好多好多。
I find that all these opportunities really enrich my experience。
我哋去到每一個新嘅地方咧。
Every time we went to a new place。
我哋都會學當地嘅語言。
We would try to learn the language there。
就算唔係學到好叻咧。都係學少少嚟到同人平時溝通下啦。
Even though we couldn't speak very fluently, we still tried to manage to be able to get by with to interact with people.
咁就去到當地咧，就可以同人講下早晨啊、多謝啊、幾多錢啊。
So wherever we go, we will try to be able to say good morning, thank you, or how much is this?
咁你會發覺你咁樣做，你只要識幾個字啫，你已經好容易交到朋友。
And you'll find that just to know, be able to know a few words or phrases, you can already start to make some friends.
去一個新嘅地方之前，我哋又會去查考一下，當地人有冇咩禁忌嘅咧？
So before we go to a place, we will try to do a bit of research and try to find out what.
有冇禁忌？有冇咩 taboo？
If there's any like cultural taboos,
咁我如果有咧，我要學去尊重，去小心。
So if there are, then we'll try to avoid them.
咁樣咧就會好容易交到朋友。
So in that way, we can make friends very easily.
咁好多人咧其實都好羨慕牧師同我嘅。
So a lot of people are very envious of us.
曾經有一啲中國嚟嘅朋友。
So in the past, we had some Chinese friends who came.
咁佢同牧師講，
佢話
我好羨慕你啊。
They said I'm very envious of you。
因為你去過好多嘅地方，接觸過好多嘅文化。
Because you've been to many places, you've been in touch with a lot of different cultures.
你唔係一個典型嘅中國人。
You are not a typical Chinese person.
但係你係一個多文化嘅人。
But you are somebody who is multicultural.
佢話我就唔好啦，我係一個典型嘅中國人。
So this friend said, I'm not so good. I'm a typical Chinese person.
佢係一個中國大陸嘅人。
He was somebody, he or she. He was somebody from mainland China.
多文化的確係有好多好處。
So there's a lot of good things about being multicultural.
如果你學多幾種語言嘅話
，If for example you learn several languages，
都會提高到你就業嘅機會嘅。
It will help you to find work. Yeah, it will help. It will increase your chances of finding work.
所以而家你嘅學校咧都會要你一定要選咩多一種外語學。
So that's why in school, it's compulsory to choose a foreign language.
其實學中文咧係非常有用嘅。
Actually, it's very useful to learn Chinese.
或者你而家仲細咧，未識得欣賞。
Maybe you're still young. You haven't quite learned to appreciate this.
可能要到你廿歲啦。你又開始後悔了。
So it could be that by the time you're 20, you could be sorry that you didn't learn Chinese.
係，但係點解我唔學中文咧？咁
You'll be saying to yourself, "Oh, why didn't I learn Chinese?"
嗱，英國人咧，曾經我哋遇過一啲英國人。
So we've met some British people.
咁曾經咧都有一個咁樣同我哋講。
And one of them said to us,
英國人咧真係好水皮啊！唔係好叻嘅。
We British people are not very clever.
因為我哋只係識得一種語言嘅啫。
Because we only know one language.
如果我哋閒閒地去下歐洲啊，去下亞洲啊呢啲地方咧，別人咧閒閒地識兩三種語言嘅。
And they said, you know, if we go to Europe or if we go to Asia, we find that the people there can will know maybe two or three languages.
因為咧，英文係國際語言嘛。
Because English is an international language.
所以其他人個個都要學英文。
So all people from other countries all learn English.
咁但係英國人就只識英文啊嘛，就唔需要學其他語言啦。
But British people, English people only know English, so they don't need to learn another foreign language.
咁結果咧，佢哋就即係識得講一種語言嘅。
So the consequence is that they only end up knowing one language.
嗱，咁呢一我同呢個位朋友傾偈嘅時候，佢就覺得好遺憾啦。
So when I was talking to this friend, they felt very sorry.
嚇，咁啊覺得自己唔應該係咁嘅。
They felt that they shouldn't be like this.
我應該學其他國家嘅語言嘅。
They felt that they should learn languages from other countries.
嗱，呢個係影響個人啦。
This is something that will affect the individual.
但係如果一個國家整個國家都唔歡迎外國人嘅話咧，這個國家咧係會退步嘅。
But if a country doesn't accept foreigners, this country will not be able to progress. They will go backwards.
去歡迎多文化係有利嘅。
To be able to accept and welcome different cultures is something that is advantageous.
喺若干年前。可能在2008年是不是奧巴馬美國的奧巴馬呢就成功競選了總統了
I think it was about 2008 Barack Obama was successful in being voted to be president
奧巴馬是一個黑人
So Obama is a black person
但是他竟然可以去到做美國的白人國家的總統
But he was able to be president of the United States
這個是前所未有嘅
，which something that never happened before。
咁有一啲學者咧就去研究點解啦。
So some scholars try to find out why。
咁有啲人咧就去評論。
So some people said，
佢話呢個好可能咧係同奧巴馬嘅多文化背景係有關係。
And they said it could well be that it has to do with some has to do with Barack Obama's multicultural background。
奧巴馬咧係1961年喺夏威夷出世。
So Barack Obama was born in 1961 he was born in Hawaii.
咁夏威夷咧係一個多文化嘅地方嚟嘅。
So Hawaii is a place that is multicultural.
其實喺19世紀嘅時候咧，夏威夷嘅亞洲人啊，仲多過當地人嘅。
So in the beginning of the 19th century, in Hawaii, there were more Asians than there were Hawaiians,
the native
people.
咁就 Obama 就係一個咁嘅 環境出世。
So this is the kind of environment in which Barack Obama grew up.
咁後嚟咧， 佢去到6歲至10歲嘅時間咧， 佢又去咗印尼嗰度生活。
So when he was about 6 to 10 years old, he went to Indonesia.
咁印尼咧係一個穆斯林嘅地方。
So Indonesia is a Muslim country.
咁佢就同好多穆斯林嚟到相處。
So he interacted with a lot of Muslims.
咁去到少年期嘅時候咧， 佢又翻返去夏威夷嗰度生活。
So in his youth, he returned to Hawaii to live.
夏威夷係一個亞洲人居多嘅地方嚟嘅。
So remember, Hawaii was a place that had a lot of Asians.
咁就後嚟再長大啲去讀大學啊，出嚟做工咧， 佢就翻返去美國嘅芝加哥啊嗰啲地方。
So later on, when he furthered his studies and started to work, he went back to Chicago, USA.
所以從佢出世，佢嘅童年嘅成長，或者少年期嘅成長，以至到成人啦，佢係接觸過好多唔同嘅文化。
So from his early childhood through to his teenage years through to his adult years, he had interacted or come to know a lot of different cultures.
咁所以後嚟專家就研究就覺得佢能夠成功嘅競選到總統咧，可能同佢呢個背景有關係。
So some scholars they reckoned that his success in being elected to presidency had something to do with his multicultural background.
佢嘅見識多，佢個心胸闊。
He had seen and experienced a lot of things. His heart was very big.
佢能夠明白其他嘅民族係點樣。
He could understand people from different cultures.
咁呢個對一個 在位嘅 總統係咪好重要咧？
So this is something is that very important for a leader, a president.
嗱，所以我哋根本係唔需要去逼自己咧，去選擇某一種文化嚟到跟。
So we don't have to force ourselves to choose one or the other culture.
作為年輕人嘅，或者係父母都係，我哋應該去接觸多文化。
So whether we're children or whether we're a parent, it's good that we get to know different cultures.
但係另外一點咧，好重要咧，就係喺你認識其他文化嘅時候咧，你要去分辨好唔好。
But something that's very important is that when you do come to know different cultures, you need to be able to discern what is good and what is not.
因為冇一種文化咧係十全十美嘅。
Because there's no one culture that's perfect.
咁就唔好諗住咧，英國嘅文化一定係好，中國嘅文化一定係唔好。
So don't think like, for example, it's only British culture that's good, or it's only Chinese culture that's good.
其實各有各嘅優點同埋缺點。
Actually, the both cultures have good and bad points.
咁我哋可以比較唔同嘅文化，然後咧取長棄短啊。
So we can compare the cultures and then just accept what is good and forsake what is bad.
譬如嚟到西方啊，排隊有禮貌，輪候。 咁係好啊。
So for example, coming to the West, you learn to queue up, you learn to be polite. This is good.
咁咪去接受咯。
So then we accept this.
如果食飯，西方人好講究禮貌嘅，係好嘅嘢，去接受咯。
So for example, if table manners in the West are good, then we accept that.
但係中國嘅文化又教我哋好識得去尊重長輩同埋師長，咁呢啲係好嘅，咪去接受咯。
But Chinese culture will teach us to respect our elders, so this is also good. So we accept that.
有另外一樣嘢，我就餘下時間想比較一下。
So one last thing that I want to talk about and compare.
另一種嘅文化嘅分別咧，就係教育嘅方式啦。
So one difference in the two cultures is the education system.
咁啊，大家嚟到呢一度讀書咧，都知道西方嘅教育方式同中國嘅教育方式好唔同。
So for those of you who have come here, you will know that the teaching style here is very different to the teaching style in Asia.
我哋中國 或者香港都是的教育方式呢，就是老师讲，学生就听，然后写笔记。
So for those of us who grew up in China and Hong Kong will know that the teaching style is that the teacher will teach and the student will make notes and study.
就是学生听嘅啫。
And listen.
咁就系单程嘅。
So it's one way.
就好似我而家同你讲嘢咁，单程嘅。
So just like the situation now, I'm talking to you and you're listening. It's one way.
咁你翻到屋企咧，就要做好多功課嘅。
And then when you go home, you have a lot of homework to do.
咁又要重複咁樣寫練習簿嘅。
And you have to rewrite, repeat a lot of written work or worksheets.
咁就好似一種死讀書嘅方式。
It's quite
即係咁背書啊。
It's quite a rigid sort of study style of studying.
咁目的咧，只係為咗應付考試嘅啫。
And the goal of this kind of teaching is so that you can pass your exams.
但係西方嘅教育方式咧就好唔同啦。
But the teaching style in the West is very different.
西方係活動教學嘅。
The teaching style in the West is very free.
好有創意。
Very creative.
係用遊戲中學習嘅，從遊戲中學習。
You can learn while you play.
透過討論。分組辯論嚟到學習嘅。
Through discussions, through group discussions and analysis, you learn in this way.
咁個優點就好明顯啦。
So the advantage of this is very obvious.
就係細佬哥咧，喺自細就要學去動腦筋。
Is that children, if they learn in this way from an early age, they will learn to use their brains.
佢要思考。
They have to think.
因為要討論嘛。
Because they have to discuss.
佢唔係淨係坐喺度聽老師講嘛。
They don't just sit and listen to the teacher.
還有佢討論嘅時候，佢要學去表達自己。
And as they're discussing, they have to learn to express themselves.
咁即係同人交流啦。
So they're interacting with other people.
咁呢啲好明顯係一個優點嚟嘅。
So it's very obvious that these are very advantageous things.
咁細路哥不知不覺就吸收咗，學咗嘢，好似都唔知咁。
So children unknowingly they're learning a lot of things they're not even aware of.
嗱，但係中國人呢一種教育方式呢，有冇優點啊？嗱。
So do you think the teaching style of the Chinese people have any advantages?
有冇優點呢？
Are there any advantages?
嗱，好多人提起呢啲填鴨式嘅教育制度咧，就覺得唔好唔好。
So a lot of people when they look at the Chinese teaching style, they will find that it's not good.
但係我都諗到一啲優點。
But I can think of some good things about it.
佢雖然係冇咁多創意同埋活潑活幫叫你動腦筋。
So the Chinese teaching style may not be as lively, may not be as creative, or encourage people to think so much.
但係一個優點。
But the advantage is.
就係佢會訓練一個細路哥咧有紀律。
It will teach a child to be self-disciplined.
同埋要求佢哋好專心。
And it requires them to be very focused.
要好用功。
To be hard-working.
刻苦。
To learn to suffer.
Diligent.
Oh, to be diligent.
你成日要喺度寫字，咁你係咪要好用功啊？
If you're writing all the time, it's hard work.
你聽老師講課，你係咪要求你好專心
？If you have to listen to your teacher, you have to be very focused.
你發夢你就聽唔到噶咯噃。
If you're daydreaming, you won't hear what the teacher's saying.
嗱，呢個都係中式嘅優點嚟嘅。
So this is the good points, the advantages of Chinese teaching style.
西方咧雖然有佢嘅優點。
So the Western style of teaching may be have its good points.
但係都有一啲缺點嘅。
But there's also some bad points.
佢嘅缺點咧就係一個細路哥會比較懶散啲。
The bad point is that a child may be lazy.
唔夠專注。
Maybe not so focused.
咁就其實各有各嘅優點同缺點咯。
So both of them have their good points and bad points.
咁我哋應該去取長棄短。
So we need to accept what is good and forsake what's bad.
我哋唔需要將中西兩種文化咧睇成好似 對敵嘅咁樣。
We don't have to look at the two cultures of the Chinese culture and British culture as something that's in conflict.
其實你喺呢一度出世長大嘅細路哥咧，係好幸福。
Actually, if you're a child who has been born and growing up here, you're very fortunate.
因為喺屋企嘅時候，你受到你嘅父母嘅中國文化嘅教育。
Because at home, you will be receiving your parents' Chinese culture. An education.
或者你會覺得你父母咧逼你做功課。
Maybe you feel that your parents are forcing you to do homework.
又要補習。
And to take extra lessons.
又要學好多嘢。
And to learn a lot of things.
但係你從中你係會學到做一個有紀律嘅細路哥。
But actually, the result is that you learn to be a very self-disciplined child.
你學曉去用功。
You learn to be diligent.
你學曉去專心去做一件事。
You learn to be focused in what you do.
但係當你翻到學校嘅時候，係一個西方嘅環境。
But when you go to school, you're in a Western culture.
你又接觸到西方嘅文化喎。
So you get to experience Western culture.
你老師會教你去動腦筋。
The teachers will teach you to exercise your brains.
去表達自己，去同人交流。
To express yourself, to interact with others.
其實你係好有福。
Actually, you're very fortunate.
因為兩種嘅文化，你都有機會去接觸。
Because you're able to have the to be able to experience both cultures.
你有亞洲人嘅血統。
You have Chinese ethnicity.
學校咧係西方嘅。
But the school is Western.
如果兩者一合併嘅話，兩者嘅優點都俾你吸收。
If you bring the two together, then you're able to absorb the best of both.
你係處於一個優勢，但係咧，可惜咧，好多嘅父母同埋年青人。都睇唔到呢個優勢。
So you're in a very advantageous position, but unfortunately, a lot of children and parents can't see this advantage.
咁兩代咧，有時就因為文化嘅差異嚟到爭持啦。
So the two generations, unfortunately, will for this because of these different cultures may have conflicts.
其實係不必要嘅。
Which are actually are not necessary.
最緊要嘅就係你去接觸多文化同埋。去懂得去吸收好嘅，唔要啲唔好嘅。
What's important is that we learn to know, get to know more of different cultures.
去接受啲好嘅，唔要啲唔好嘅。
To accept what is good and reject what is bad.
諗喺結束之前咧，就係父母可以做啲乜嘢咧
？So as I close, what can parents do?
父母，你哋都係一個優勢喎。
So for parents, you're also in a very advantageous position.
因為你有中國人嘅文化。
Because you have Chinese culture.
你又有機會嚟到西方嘅國家。
And yet you have the opportunity to be here in a Western country.
我就鼓勵各位父母咧，你要盡你嘅能力去學英文。
So I want to encourage the parents to do your best to learn English.
因為咁樣你可以同你嘅兒女拉近距離。
Because in this way, then you can reduce the gap between you and your child.The culture gap.
咁你就可以同你兒女咧多啲嘅溝通。
And you're able to communicate with your children more.
但喺屋企咧，你要堅持講中文。
But in at home, you can carry on speaking in Chinese.
堅持你要將一啲中國嘅優良嘅傳統教育你嘅下一代。
Yeah, you can continue to pass on your Chinese culture to your children.
咁同時咧，你都要學下咧去。煮飯嘅時候咧，學下煮啲其他西方嘅食物啦。
Perhaps in your cooking, you can learn to cook Western foods, Western dishes.
你唔使堅持一定要食中國菜嘅。
You don't have to insist on only eating Chinese food.
你樣樣嘅文化嘅食物，你都可以學去嘗試去煮。
You can learn to learn from a lot of different cultures.
咁。而兒女嗰方面咧，
And for children,
我就鼓勵你哋去學中文。
I would encourage you to learn Chinese.
學中文對你嚟講咧係好困難嘅，
好困難，
唔容易嘅。
I understand that learning Chinese for you is very difficult. It's not easy.
就正如你父母學英文咧，都唔係好容易嘅。
Just like for your parents, it's not easy for them to learn English.
但係我可以話俾你聽，中文將來係會好有用嘅。
But I can tell you that in the future, Chinese will be very useful to you.
好多細路哥細嘅時候 唔肯學中文。
A lot of children when they're young, they don't want to learn Chinese.
但佢哋好多咧，長大之後咧，個個都後悔。
But many of them, after they've grown up, they regret not learning Chinese.
當佢哋出去去長大，去出去結交朋友。
When they're grown up, when they made new friends.
人哋見你係一個中國人嘅樣啦。
People see that you're Chinese.
哦，但係你竟然唔識講自己嘅母語。
But you don't know your own mother tongue. You can't speak Chinese.
到你大個嘅時候，你就會覺得哎呀，好醜啊。
So when you're grown up, you may find this very embarrassing.
因為自己身為中國人，唔識講中文。
Because you yourself are Chinese, but you can't speak Chinese.
同埋我可以話俾你聽咧，其實好多嘅外國人係對中國嘅文化同埋文字係好感興趣嘅。
I can tell you that a lot of people are very interested in Chinese culture and the Chinese language.
如果你懂得自己的文化和语言，你会更加广交朋友。
If you understand your own culture and able to speak your own language, you'll be able to make a lot more friends.
我是20岁呢，移民去加拿大。
When I was 20, I immigrated to Canada.
当时我就这样跟自己讲哦。
At the time, I said to myself,
我要學怎樣揸筷子啊。
I need to learn how to use chopsticks.
我不嬲都揸筷子。
I mean, I always did use chopsticks.
但係用錯方法嘅。
But I was using it in the wrong way.
但係從來都冇諗過要學翻正啊。
But I never thought about the need to learn it the proper way.
咁係去到外國之後先至覺得我應該學一個正確嘅揸筷子方法啦。
It was only when I went to Canada that I thought I should learn how to use chopsticks properly.
因為恐怕咧有外國人咧忽然間又向我請教點樣用筷子。
Just in case some Westerner asks me to teach them to use chopsticks.
咁我就用咗一個禮拜嘅時間苦練，就終於矯正翻揸筷子嘅方法啦。
So I spent 1 week very diligently learning to use the chopsticks properly, and then I was able to learn it.
因為以前細個咧，父母冇教我揸筷子，即係總之拎起自己中意點揸就點揸，就揸錯嘅。
Because when I was a child, my parents never taught me how to use chopsticks, so I just picked up the chopsticks and used them any way I wanted.
係，咁今日我嘅想分享嘅信息咧就係咁多啦。
So this is what I want to share today.
鼓勵大家去接觸多文化，同埋去取長棄短。
So I want to encourage everyone to get to know more of different cultures, to accept what is good and reject what is bad.
咁或者咧，我哋就喺度結束。
So we'll close here.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Let's pray.